The next mission that we got was to man the main checkpoint that entered into the green zone. We call this checkpoint Slaughterhouse 11 because the very first day we got into country, a car bomb went off in that checkpoint. We were a couple of blocks away at the time, and none of us knew what it was, so we were asking around, what was that? What was that? Oh, that's the car bomb that goes off every single morning at checkpoint 11. And that's where the name Slaughterhouse 11 comes from. You could literally set your watch by the time a car bomb would explode in that checkpoint every day. Towards the end of my tour, we got the mission to take that checkpoint over. And my unit said, what is the matter with you people? We're getting ready to go home in just a couple of months. Why are you giving us Slaughterhouse 11? Are you wanting us to die? Day one that we took that checkpoint over and ran it ourselves, a car bomb drove into it and exploded. We found out that there was over 1,000 pounds of explosives in that car afterwards. Luckily, it did not hurt any of my guys. My guys were able to find cover, and it didn't hurt them. But it killed untold numbers of Iraqi civilians in queue to come into the checkpoint. And I remember a man running towards me at the front of the checkpoint carrying a young 17 or 18-year-old Iraqi guy, very thin, very sort of pale. He came running to me with this guy and laid him at my feet. I looked down at him, and the guy was missing from here to here of his arm, and his forearm was only held on by a small flap of skin. The bones were protruding, and it was bleeding profusely. He had shrapnel wounds all over his torso, and when I log rolled him onto his side to check his rear for wounds, I noticed that his entire left butt cheek was missing, and it was bleeding profusely, and it was pooling blood. And to this day, I have that image burned in my mind's eye. Almost every couple of days, I will get a flash of red color in my mind's eye, and it won't have any shape, no form, just a flash of red, and every time I associate it with that instance.